The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello and welcome to coverage of the final heat of the Cambridge Band Competition. We'll have tracks and interviews with all of the bands from the Portland Arms on Saturday night. The first one comes from Release the Chimps and this is Just Friends.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. Oh, I just wanna know your name, leave you with my number, and I hope that you will call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too. If you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. Oh, we can still be cool, cause I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You don't even really gotta be my girlfriend. I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just chill. Damn, I'm surprised that you called. Because the way you walked away, I thought I would not see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your name, I thought that you were igging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'm probably my peeps. If it's cool, maybe we can swing by. Just chill with us, or you can just chill with me. As long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. Cause I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You don't even really gotta be my girlfriend. I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just chill. I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You don't even really gotta be my girlfriend. I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just chill.
Funk fusion band Release the Chimps there with their track Just Friends. And Cambridge 105's Maddie Soane went down to the green room at the Portland Arms to chat to the guys.
So I'm here with Release the Chimps. Could you introduce yourselves to me?
Hi, I'm Will. I'm on vocals and guitar.
I'm Gav and I play bass.
Hello, I'm Rafael and I play on the drums.
My name's Rob and I'm on keys and vocals. And then we also have Mike, who's not with us today, who plays saxophone and shakers and all kinds of fun percussion stuff, yeah.
Okay, so how are you feeling this evening?
I don't know. How are we feeling this evening? Great. Ready for it. Yeah, we did a lot of rehearsing beforehand. We think we've got a good set. Got 6 original songs, so yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah.
Brilliant. What was your process like in preparing for tonight?
Well, we've been rehearsing the same songs for the last year or so, I think. the same 20 songs. And so these songs, yeah, that's pretty much it. So we've been playing the same songs for that long. So we just say, okay, what's the set list? What we're gonna play, and that's what we're gonna play. Except for Gav, this is the first time that he's done, you know, a gig with us. So it's gonna be, but he's slotted right in, so it's been really good. Yeah.
So what's your rehearsal process like?
So we do a jam. We also do a warm-up jam when we start, and then we just go through the set usually. And then we sometimes, you know, when one of us has a new song, then go, hey, I've got a new song, and then, you know, play it. And if it sounds good, then we work on it. And if we don't like it, then, you know, we stop working on it. It's pretty simple, really.
So how do you guys usually write your songs?
Well, it's usually Rob coming up with some chords. And then, Rob comes up with some chords, and then I do a vocal melody on top of them, write the lyrics. The lyrics always come last for some reason. And then, that's been it for most of the songs that we've written. Some of the songs that I wrote were kind of, they were demos. So I played the instruments and then I had a demo and then we play it that way. But most of the time it starts with keys. And sometimes we also just, you know, when we do a jam, sometimes it sounds really good and we think, oh, we should turn that into a song, and then that's what we do.
Yeah, so how has your music evolved since you started playing together?
We've definitely tried to go like more dancey, a bit more up-tempo. We kind of started with like a few of our own songs and jams, like Will said, a few covers, but it was more sort of, I don't know what you call, classic funk, soul, bit of jazz. With the new originals we're writing, we're trying to take it more dancey, electronic-ish.
So you say you've had some new members. Has that all worked out well, slotting in nicely?
Yeah, I've just joined, so I knew Rob from a previous jazz band that we played in, and he messaged me one day. I'd kind of stopped playing music for a while, and he messaged me saying, I'm in this band, I think you might be a good fit, do you want to come and audition? I came and did that, and I really loved the music they play. It's very much up my street, I've enjoyed what I've done so far, and hopefully tonight I'll still be in the band.
So where did your band name come from?
I think even I can answer that one. Yeah. This is where I might get it wrong, but it's named after a beer from the Blue Moon, right? Oh, the Cambridge Blue, right. So
we were, this was back, I think it was March last year, and we were in the pub, and we had a pub meeting with, as I think, the sole agenda point to come up with a band name. And we had all these names, and it kind of, yeah, it was all right, but it didn't, you know, none of them really stuck out. And then I think it was Rob, yeah, who saw the name of the beer, Release the Chimps, and so, oh, that's a really good name, let's nick that. So that's basically what we've done. Yeah, well, we might change it to, what was it, Crispy Chips. We might change it to Crispy Chips now. Yeah, because we had a drummer before this who was Mexican, and so we want to Release the Chimps. Yeah, that's nice, but let's make it slightly more exotic. And so we what was it, Suelta Los Changos, which is a Spanish like slang for Release the Chimps. And then we very quickly thought, well, okay, no one's going to be able to remember that or, you know, pronounce that.
Or
know what it means. Yeah, so yeah, let's just stick to Release the Chimps.
Maybe on the Spanish tour.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what's been your biggest challenge as a band?
Turnover of the rhythm section. There's been quite a few now. We started off with this. I think Gav's our third bass player. Yeah, third time lucky. Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
If you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you choose? Oh, you might all have different answers.
Wolfpack for sure from me.
Oh my gosh. Don't know.
Say Mike.
Portnoy, yeah.
I don't know, to be honest. Wolfpack probably, yeah. They're great.
I'm a big fan of Wolfpack as well, so I'd say that. But also Jaco Pastorius is a bass player. He's my hero, so yeah, I'd love to, you know, see him or play with him.
Okay, so where can people listen to you or contact you?
Facebook/Release the Chimps, SoundCloud, those, and YouTube as well. What's the name of the YouTube channel?
Release the Chimps Band.
Release the Chimps Band.
Hey, do you have any future news you'd like to share while we're here?
Playing at CB2 on the 20th of April, and we're playing at the Green Man Beer Festival, which is not called the Beer Festival, it's called the Ballyhoo, I think, on the 6th of May, Monday, bank holiday. Yeah, that's it. We're writing, and then new album,
okay,
2020.
So watch out.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Release the Chimps. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Release the Chimps there. You're listening to coverage of the final heat of the Cambridge Band competition, which took place on Saturday night at the Portland Arms. Next up came Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts, and this is their track, Diamond in My Eyes.
To rise, and you never ask me why. You always take me by surprise. When you hear that whistle blow, never wanna see me go. Make me feel we're going slow. To rise, and you never ask me why. You always take me by surprise. You're a diamond in my eyes.
Diamond in My Eyes by Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts on Cambridge 105 Radio. And of course, Cambridge 105's Maddie Stone went to speak to the band about their performance.
Okay, so Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts, how are you feeling this evening?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, nice one.
So you looking forward to your set?
Yeah, I can't wait to play, man. It's going to be good.
What was your process like in preparing for this?
Very messy, yeah. That was good, though. As the Blue Hearts, we always are, so it's good. Yeah. No, we're not good, we're just messy. Sketchy and messy, yeah. Been good. Well, we had to get a new drummer a week ago, so we should be rehearsing and gigging. Yeah, it's been good. It's been an expected change, but yeah, he sounds really good. He's fitting in really nicely, so I think we're going to be confident enough to do it, aren't we? Are you? Are you confident, Ollie?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Ollie's confident. Are you confident, Maddie?
I'm confident in you. So what's your rehearsals like?
Pretty standard. Ollie will just come in, tell us what he's had for breakfast. He always tells us what do you have today, actually?
I had a banana today. It was a miserable breakfast. I was kind of hungover, and I had to go and do a lesson, like teach someone guitar this morning at 10 o'clock.
Is it a nice banana?
No. They've been in the car for about a week.
God.
Okay, could you talk about your songwriting process?
It's a weird one. I kind of just write them anytime, really. You can just walk in anywhere and you just hear, like, just melodies pop in your head, or a lyric or a whole song and just come out. You know, I'm not one of those who just sit down and make time for it. You can't force yourself to those kind of things. So, it's kind of more spontaneous kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, do you have a sort of system for that? Is that music first, lyrics?
No, I could just be sat there playing my guitar, like a melody, I might start messing around with it, or just think of something again, like you say. I don't know. That's a weird one to answer. I don't know how to answer it. How do you do it, Ollie?
You were talking about songwriting.
No, I don't really write the songs, don't you?
Do you write any?
Yeah, my songs are good.
I've never heard your songs. Too good for our band.
Yeah. No. So how has your music evolved since you started writing and playing?
Evolved? I think it's gone backwards. No, it's good. No, we've got tighter as a band. And, we kind of know each other's musicians more now, so we know each other's capabilities. And yeah, we know how to push each other's capabilities and what people are capable of, and we all fit in nicely. We don't need to arrange things as such. We just kind of know what we're doing now, I guess. So
we don't really rehearse, do we?
No, far from the this week. Yeah, we don't really rehearse. We just gig to rehearse.
Would you put yourself in a genre?
Nah.
No? Did you want to talk about some of your sort of stylistic features? I don't want to put a word for it.
Say that again. Sean's jacket tonight.
Yeah, our keyboard player's jacket is a good feature. It's a
tie-dyed velvet blazer.
70s game show host.
It's what about musically?
70s game show host. Yeah, no, it's kind of along the lines. No, we always get like, we've got like sounds of like bit of blues in there, 60s elements, bit of Britpop era kind of stuff. That's pretty much it, really.
But your own style.
Yeah.
So where did you come up with your band name?
Ollie's birthday last year. Well, I've had like a blue heart tattooed on my hand since I was, this lad gave me it in college during a lesson with some Indian ink under the table, and about a year ago it was Ollie's birthday and he wanted a tattoo, so we were smashed, went in one of those bikes.
We rode an Offo bike together, you on the back, me on the front, and we went around town getting the ingredients for it. A Backstreet tattoo.
We sat there in the air of Beaconsfield just tattooing each other for ages. Have a look at this one.
No, that's not that.
This one. Explain it, Ollie.
It's a 5p.
For our listeners.
No, it's just, have a look.
It's a sad face with one eye.
Yeah. The eye fell off.
Looks like salad fingers. So yeah, that's where the band name came from. Yeah, give him a blue heart on his hand.
Makes it feel like it's a purpose, doesn't
it? Yeah. It's also because we're very sad people.
So what's been one of your biggest challenges?
Being lonely. No, overcoming being lonely. No, trying to get just better gigs and push forward with it, really. We need to try and find a booking agent, so we're kind of on the lookout to expand our gigging area. We've got a few out of town.
Things seem to fall into our lap.
Yeah, we're quite lucky with stuff like that. I think people... It's just getting people to see us, and I think once they've seen us, they kind of enjoy us. We're not bad guys, you know. We like a few beers and stuff, but no, people seem to like our music, so it helps us. With every gig, we always get another opportunity, I guess. So.
I guess if you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you pick?
On stage? Oh, it'd have to be Elvis Presley. Yeah, the way he dances, man. I'd love to stand next to him on stage. I'd just be laughing at him, man. It'd be great.
Have you got a different answer?
What would you say? No, he's going to say...
No, I think, like, I don't know. Like, you know, Elton John's been in like the kind of early 70s, but just stood there doing nothing.
I could do that.
The first gig I went to was to see Busted, supported by the Cheeky Girls.
This is why we lose band members, I think. This is exactly why.
We'll start a band.
I'm just going to do it to solo tonight. That was the Blue Hearts signing off for the last time.
So where can people listen to you or contact you?
Contact us on all the usual social media, we're on all that. And again, with the music, you can buy our physical CDs. We've only got one out at the minute. Hoping to get some vinyl pressed. You can find it Spotify and all the typical places you'll find music.
So have you got any big future news you'd like to share while we're here? Any gigs coming out, releases?
No, yeah, we've got the Folk Festival playing. You've got a few gigs around Cambridge area. I mean, look on our...
You got venues for us?
Our dates are on Facebook and that. We always make events for them.
Facebook events.
Yeah. And we kind of post. 4th of May at the Flying Pig.
You're solo at the... Where's this? Just check the Facebook page.
Okay, so check the Facebook page.
Check the Facebook page.
Okay, thanks for speaking with me this evening.
Thank you, Maddie. Cheers.
Right, so more music now, and this next track's from Sages of the Subway, who have been around since around 2014 but have made a bit more of an indie change-up to their kind of sound recently. This next track's called Burning.
Put up with love. Cheers.
The home of Cambridge Music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Stages of the Subway with Burning on Cambridge 105 Radio. You're listening to coverage of Heat 5 of the Cambridge Band Competition. And of course, Maddie Soane went to speak to Stages of the Subway to see what they had to say about the competition.
I'm here with Stages of Subway. How are you guys feeling this evening?
Yeah, we're very, very good, thank you. Yeah, very excited for tonight, I think, yeah.
Could you tell me about your process in preparing for this competition?
Wow, I think we had our first practice a couple of days ago, no? But no, so we've been playing together sort of for the last year or so now, so just sort of getting a bit of a set together. And yeah, so I've had a few practices for this one, just really looking forward to it. Never played it before, so yeah, it'll be a good one, I hope.
Hey, what are your rehearsals like?
It's about, we're always like, what, half an hour late, thanks to him, to James. And then we might rehearse for like a good an hour, and then that is it for the week, really. But
yeah, not very productive.
No, but always at the end of it, we always really enjoy it. And I think we give it all, I think.
Yeah, do you sort of have a process for your rehearsals, or do you just turn up and see what happens?
No, we might. Like, if we know we've got a gig, we'll definitely go through the set like a couple of times. If anyone's got any new songs, we're always keen to like work on new stuff as well. Because the old stuff gets pretty boring, doesn't it?
It really does.
Okay, so could you describe your songwriting process to me? Do you have a system?
Song, well, I don't know. What is the process? wake up, have a song, and then I don't know. We might be listening to like different bands. We'll send each other some stuff, and then we'll be like, oh, let's try and rip these four bands off, and hopefully no one will ever find out. Someone might come up with some chords, or I might come up with some chords and like a little melody, and then we'll work on that as a band, and then we'll do kind of the lyrics and the production bit right at the end.
The lyrics right at the end, usually on stage we come up with some lyrics, so look forward to that tonight, yeah.
It's not selling, is it?
Would you say your music has evolved since you started playing together?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think it's got, yeah, even worse. It has got even worse. You got any points on it?
No, I think we've definitely come up with better songs. Songwriting's definitely got better, I'd say. A bit tighter as a band, and we just. Developing our sound, developing our image, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, well, I forgot what I said anyway, yeah. That's the process of the songwriting.
Okay. And would you consider yourselves a particular genre?
About four genres.
Yeah, yeah, what are they?
People ask me, I'll probably say indie pop rock.
Yeah.
But then there's some songs that are just pop, really. Especially like the ones we've released. I mean, 88 for me, that's like a rock pop song, isn't it, really? And then you've got a couple tonight that are just a bit more rock, indie rock, I suppose. So yeah, it's a bit of a mix in there. So I think people like that about us as well, so...
Where did your band name come from?
Doing again.
Where did our band name come from?
Bruce Springsteen has a song. Yeah. And it's a lyric in a song. Anything you wanna, yeah.
No, that's it. There's quite a lot of taken on that band generator or whatever it was. So we just went with that. And they didn't hate it too much. So we just stuck with it.
What has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Jeez. I don't know, maybe like the distance. We all live like quite far away. Like James should be in Paris. He's going to live in Paris for a couple of months. Nathan and I are both studying at Nottingham Trent University, so that's all right for us too. And then we've got Tom over here who lives in Huntingdon. So yeah, just kind of the travel really, I think, is the hardest thing. If we all lived nearer, I think it would be a lot better, and the progression would be a lot quicker. How? Yeah. How you gotta
spend money on fuel?
A lot of driving.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it for gigs like this. 100% worth it.
Yes, only if you get to the final. But
if you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you choose?
I want to say John Lennon, but I think Dean's probably better than him as a frontman. So yeah,
you can all pick someone different.
Yeah, go on, I'll go for Ringo Starr, Tom. That's what I'm gonna go for.
No, I don't know. Maybe like someone like, I think Jimi Hendrix would be pretty sick. I can imagine you two soloing like a little different sound.
I don't have a clue, honestly.
you find how it is, right?
You're
good with just us four. No?
Yeah, I don't need anyone else.
Take the mic.
Maybe swap the lead singer for Brian Adams, no? No? Brian Adams.
Brian Adams?
I don't know, maybe Eric, a bit of Eric Clapton.
Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice. He's got some nice tunes.
All right, where can people contact you or listen to you if they want to check out your music?
Twitter, Sages_Subway. Instagram, Sages of the Subway. Facebook, Sages of the Subway. I think that's it. Facebook. We're everywhere, really. I mean, that's.
We got Spotify.
You're on Spotify, Apple Music. If you look on SoundCloud, you got a lot of old stuff on there. If you want to be a bit cheeky, Shazam as well. So yeah, everywhere, really. Yeah. And Cambridge 105 every Wednesday for as long as we keep getting voted for. So.
Have you got any big future news you'd like to share while we're here?
Yeah, 4th of May we're playing in Met Lounge in Peterborough, supporting Lonesome, who have been known for a long time now. But they've only just started out as like a new band, so that's sort of their big release. We're supporting them, so that'd be something we're looking forward to. Yeah, this new tracks, things, hopefully we'll release something soon enough. Yeah.
You got any dates or too early?
Oh, I don't want to put any dates on it. Yeah.
Nathan's. Oh, I'm actually saying it. Well, no, the moment's gone now. Oh, I can't. I need someone say something funny, and I can be like.
You killed the joke.
Yeah, right? The joke's definitely gone.
It's gone.
The joke's definitely gone. All right.
15 seconds of
fame. Okay, so that's been Sages of Subway.
And so to our final band in our final heat. This next band is called Ember Rev, and this is their track The Fear, recorded live at the Portland Arms on Saturday.
ta-da, yeah. Ta-ta-da.
Berev there with The Fear, recorded live at the Portland Arms as part of Heat 5 of the Cambridge Band Competition. And for one final time, let's go to Maddie Soad in the Green Room to hear what the band had to say.
Hi, I'm here with Ember Rev. Would you like to introduce yourselves to me?
Yeah, I'm Chris. I play the accordion.
Dan, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Dom. I play the bass.
And I'm David. I'm the drummer.
Yeah, how are you feeling this evening?
Excellent, excellent. This is great. I mean, you just kind of look at the crowd from, you get this kind of nice bird's eye view up here. And yeah, can we put the mic outside? Sounds good, right? That's a great sound for, you know, when you're just sort of sitting in the green room, the sort of green room. So yeah.
Hey, so what was your process like in preparing for tonight?
We had a rehearsal on Tuesday and we were timing it frantically because we've got to get into 25 minutes. And sometimes I'm prone to talking a lot of rubbish in between songs, so it's a good excuse to stay stum. I don't know. Yeah, we did that. We rehearsed, but we've got quite we've done two albums, so we had a bunch of material that we could choose from. So yeah, and we came and sound checked this afternoon, and I don't know. I guess we feel okay, but it's an interesting gig because all the bands, as far as we can tell, you know, are really wildly different. So it really, it kind of negates the competitiveness for me. I just think it's nice to play here, you know, in front of 150 people that might not have seen us, you know. So yeah, it's just nice.
Do you want to tell me a bit about your rehearsals? What are they like?
Oh, they're tight, aren't they?
Not
in the way I mean.
They're extremely tight. Unaccustomed as I am. No, I mean, I think we've been together in this sort of lineup for well over a year, and that sounds of something. But they're also held around my house in a small studio, and there's lots of stuff in my studio, so we kind of sort of throw angular shapes to sort of fit into the general sort of space, and it's always good fun, and there's no heating in the place, but it's always really warm and stuffy, yeah. And just smells of Ember Rev. It was, yeah, it's a nice smell, it's a nice sound.
I was going to say we for such a confined space, we've never, I don't think there's ever been a raised voice apart from lyrically, or certainly, you know, there's never been any sort of tension other than musical tension, which is a good thing. So
it tends to go okay, but I mean, like David was saying, there's all sorts of things there, and I decided on a whim to bring a little electric piano on Tuesday, and I had to rest it on your electric drum kit, didn't I? That was the only place to put it. Sometimes the home brew has doubled up as cymbal stands and stuff. It's great. It's a lovely place, and we're very lucky to be able to play there, full of instruments.
The rehearsal space is a small end of the garden sort of studio, a bit grander than a shed, and it's got a serious door on the front of it to try and keep the sound from spilling out.
So what's your songwriting process like?
Oh, I dominate it, I'm afraid.
You're the songwriter.
Prolific. I'm lucky because the guys seem to be happy to play my stuff, and so it's very fortunate for me. But I have a whole backlog of tunes that I've written, you know, over the years, and so, you know, I'm sort of working my way through them. And sometimes, I mean, you know, I'll bring the bones of a song and the words to a song, and increasingly we sort of arrange it together. And but we figure stuff out in different way, don't we? I mean, you know, for some of us, we write things down, write down the crotches and quavers and stuff. And others of us, we work with kind of audio demos and figure stuff out. We sort of figure it out in different ways. But invariably, I just kind of say, okay, well, this is the next lot of like eight tunes, rather than it being, oh, I've got one song, and then 2 months later another song. So for instance we're about 2 months away, I think, from finishing the third album, which has eight songs on, and maybe three of them have been around for me for about 10 plus years, you know, a long time, and the majority of them maybe for about 2 years or so, and just, you know, and we've played a few things, so I sort of dominate it, but we all arrange it together.
How has your music evolved since you started playing it together?
Well, we, like a lot of bands, it took a while to settle into a current lineup. But as David said, we've been settled, you know, for about a year and a bit or so. And it started a much more gentle thing. And it's just become far more close. I think closer to the sort of music that we actually listen to, you know. And it started tentative because I hadn't sung my own songs and strummed a guitar for years. So I think there was some reticence there. But yeah, gradually, we're playing the music that we like now. You know.
Would you put yourself in a genre?
Oh God.
Other people do. We don't. But
yeah.
What do people call you?
Asymmetric, art, rock. What's the other one? Art skiffle.
We've played gigs where it's been more sort of folk based, haven't we? We don't do those anymore, but rarely, sort of art rock. I think encapsulates a bit, but there's a bit of what I would call new wave funk in there. There's a lot of different
that's a good point.
Features.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all the weird time signatures and more obscure stuff, you know, but I think that's what makes us stand out. And the accordion. And the drummer. And the guitarist. Yeah, yeah.
I just find it easier to say what we like, you know, and what I think we sound like rather than genres. Mm. And for me, the accordion is in the band because of Arcade Fire, a Canadian band that I really love, you know. And they mix electronics and big rock with accordion. And we all like Talking Heads, you know, and that sort of focus on, you know, almost kind of, well, African kind of rhythms. And we all like Radiohead, so there's some elements of that in terms of, you know, very sharp corners in the music. But yeah, in terms of genre, it's really, I don't know, I kind of squirm out on that question. Yeah, listen to the album. Yeah, music speaks for itself. Check out Bandcamp. Yeah, Ember Rev album's on Bandcamp, yeah.
So, where did your band name come from?
It came from the Royal Standard on Mill Road. Good answer, yeah.
Your iPhone.
Well, we sort of changed it about a year ago because it sort of, for my money, we didn't want to actually suggest anything. So the idea with Ember Rev, you know, it reminded me the process of the logic behind Pink Floyd. All right, it's like two, was it two bluesmen or two jazzers or something like that? Somebody Pink and somebody Floyd, and you just stick it together. And sometimes it's fun to just take words that you like and shove them together and see what it makes. And you picked that one out, didn't you, of a list? And you said, well, that seems good, but you know, it shouldn't mean anything really.
What would you say has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Playing in seven?
Seven's easy.
Maybe 13 might tickle us a little bit, but I think we all do other stuff, and quite a few of us have got kids, and you know, we've got sort of make the pieces of the jigsaw fit a bit, so that can be quite tricky, but it's always worth it. It's always worth it. At the end of the day, even doesn't matter how tired you are, I get very energised by smashing the heck out of a drum kit, and I think, you know, Chris is probably the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love the opportunity that the band gives me to get the accordion out, to rock an accordion in a genre of music where people, at least in this country, don't hear it very often. So that's really satisfying for me. But I suppose we've got slightly different reasons for liking this. But I must say, I mean, I really like the material that Dan writes. It's really inspiring to play such good stuff and to entertain an audience and get a response from them. Yeah.
If you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you choose?
Yeah, we all love Bowie.
Okay, so where can people listen to you or contact you? You mentioned you had a Bandcamp page.
Bandcamp.com/EmberRev, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Facebook. There's Facebook. Yeah, there's some video. Actually, there's a live video on the Facebook site, yeah.
Okay, great. And did you have any future news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, did we say, so we've got another album coming out in about 3 months' time. We're playing at some festivals in the summer. Are we playing at the Blue Moon, aren't we? June, July, something like that.
Yeah, we'll be back at Grantchester.
Oh, yeah, the Green Man. Yeah, that's right, the Green Man. Yeah, somewhere. Great.
Okay, so it's Ember Rev. Thank you for speaking with me.
So we've heard from all our acts, and all that remains to be done is to find out who's going through to the final. Well, I can confirm that the loudest cheer winners were Sages of the Subway in this final heat, who brought a great crowd with them. Let's hear another one from them. This is Lights Go Down.
This is for Snipper.
Let's go, brother Dan.
Tell me where you wanna go and all the places that I know. Burning over, burning thunder, even if it falls too soon. Tell me where you wanna go and all the places that I know. Burning soul or burning thunder, even if we fall too soon. That's how I know you want it. You gotta give it to them. Oh, oh, I feel it, something in my blood. Oh, and let's go down. You're thank you.
Ages of the Subway there, who went through to the final of the Cambridge Band competition at the Junction because they got the loudest cheer from the audience over all five heats. We also had a winner of our final of the under-18s competition, and that was 3 years younger. They'll also be heading to the Cambridge Junction, and so let's hear one from them. This one's called Ghost Ship.
She was a ghost ship floating on the water. She was a distant sailing drum. Oh, oh, and she didn't know what was good for her, so she did it anyway. But she knew how it went.
Younger will be joining Sages of the Subway in the finals at the Junction, and the final band to get through was Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts. So our final lineup for next month's final is Grassroots, The Marvelous, Dodo Bones, Fee and Rebecca, Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts, 3 years younger, and Sages of the Subway. Thank you for listening to this coverage. Thanks to Maddie Soane for all the interviews, and of course to Greg Butler for the recordings. Let's leave you with Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts and Memory of the Days.
It comes just as quick as a gunshot and flash. My head rests on the pillow, my presence is dismissed. Just another memory of the days that I miss. I thought I was much older than the years I've been around. I left that motorway, I was nowhere to be found.
just another memory of the days that I miss. And we would wander around just to find somewhere to stay. The morning getting closer as the hours ticked away, and I never thought I would grow up anyway. Just another memory of the days that I miss. Just another memory of the days that I missed. Just another memory.